the CIA's station in Russia is broken. It doesn't work. They're not recruiting good targets. They're getting rolled every time they send people in. And yet they have the most highly placed intelligence source in the history of the CIA working in the presidential administration of Vladimir Putin, sending high-quality reports. Do you see that there's a little bit of a discrepancy there?
Yeah.
You go from the most incompetent CIA station in the world to the station running the most productive intelligence source, you know, in the United States about you know, Russian governmental intent. And that alone is a red flag. That says, hey, wait a minute. Are we being played? And that was another thing that came out in the New York Times article, is that one of the counterintelligence concerns was that this guy could have been a double agent.
Mm-hmm.
And then we find that he, you know, that when they initially tried to extricate him, he turned them down. And his refusal to be extricated, you know, was led people to say, hey, are we being used here? Now, that was done without a timeline. So you were led to believe that this extrication took place sometime in the spring of 2017, you know, after the president met with Sergei Lavrov and Kislyak in the White House, and, you know, that all the brouhaha that came up after that. But then we find out that this guy was fired by the Russian government in December 2016. Fired, and that was the time when he was offered to be pulled out, and that's when he refused to be extricated.
Right.
That's when the counterintelligence red flag came up, and now this changes everything.